USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Winter storms continue to affect holiday travelers across the nation on a day that's expected to be the busiest travel day of the year for airlines. FlightAware, though, says about 400 flights have been canceled and over 1,000 delayed. Americans have been shopping this weekend online and in the stores. In fact, Jason Woolsey of Adobe Analytics says many folks shop online but still end up going to the stores.
We've seen a 33% increase in buy online, pick up in store. And our surveys actually indicate that 82% of shoppers that are going to take advantage of that particular buying method will continue to shop once they get to the store to pick up their items.
Two people in critical condition, nine others wounded in a shooting incident in the French Quarter of New Orleans early today. Police say so far what they call a person of interest is in custody. USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
The House Intelligence Committee, having wrapped up the investigative phase of the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, and now the House Judiciary Panel, will get the case on Wednesday. That committee's first hearing will be held, and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, the New York Democrat and member of the committee, says President Trump brought this on himself.
We do have a constitutional responsibility to serve as a check and balance on a potentially out-of-control executive branch. That is not the Democratic Party playbook. That, in fact, is the James Madison playbook. Madison indicated that the House should serve as a rival to the executive branch because the founders didn't want a king, they didn't want a dictator, they didn't want a monarch, they wanted a democracy.
Under U.S. House rules, the president's lawyer can take part in this phase of the hearings. Today is Rosa Parks Day in Alabama, commemorating the civil rights icon's arrest, which sparked the Montgomery bus boycotts, a statue of Parks being unveiled at Montgomery Plaza. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Nine people are dead after a plane crashes in South Dakota late yesterday. The FAA says that the plane had just taken off from Chamberlain when it went down in wintry conditions. Protesters in Hong Kong are thanking the United States and specifically President Trump. At today's edition of the pro-democracy demonstrations, they were carrying American flags and banners, marching to the U.S. consulate to thank America for President Trump's signing of legislation to sanction Hong Kong and Chinese officials for any human rights abuses in the city. Some of the banners reading, "President Trump, please liberate Hong Kong, and let's make Hong Kong great again." A now-withdrawn extradition bill had set off the protests back in June. The protesters are demanding full democracy and an investigation into the police use of force during these demonstrations. And Leonardo DiCaprio is responding to accusations from Brazil's president that he's been financing Amazon wildfires. The actor saying on Instagram that he's committed to supporting those who are working to secure the Amazon, and he's proud to do so. The president there has been claiming that the World Wildlife Fund paid for photos of the Amazon fires and accused DiCaprio of funding them. He responded that he did not fund any organizations mentioned by Brazil's president. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.